spoke yesterday about the broad concepts of chatzitza, barriers in tevilah when a person goes to the mikveh, and I want to discuss now and in the coming shiurim some of the exact details as far as this is concerned. So I want to start now by talking about chatzitza in the hair. That's before a person goes to mikveh, that's they need to thoroughly wash their hair and then comb it out to make sure that there aren't any knots or tangled hairs there, which could pose a problem. That's questions that sometimes come up is what if a woman has lice or nits in her hair? That's so they should be removed as thoroughly as possible, but whatever can't normally be removed, so then it doesn't serve as a chatzitza, and it's permissible for her to do tevila even though there might be some remaining nits or lice. That's dandruff flakes, if they're very small and the normal type that a person would normally have in their hair, then again they don't prove a chatzitza. That's a question often comes up with a woman, she's got her hair dyed. That's generally speaking not a problem either. This is based on the Rashba. The Rashba says that there are two reasons we can be lenient with dyes and makeup on the body. One is because it's regarded as being batel to the body. It's actually part of the person. It becomes part of them rather than something which is superimposed onto them. And also that if it's something you can't actually feel, there's no mamashut to it, so then it doesn't count as a chatzitza. That's essentially the way that we pasken. That's the poskim do flag up the fact that if a woman's hair colouring is sort of half grown out and really she, you know, doesn't want it like that, and if she had something you know, special to go to, then she'd have it all replaced or re-dyed, so then that could be a chatzitza. But the normal, just it's sort of grown a little bit, a few millimetres, obviously isn't going to cause a problem. Another area of discussion is chatzitza in the eye. That a woman doesn't need to open her eyes when she's in the mikveh, but nevertheless they need to be ra'ula biat maim. It needs to be that water could come to them. That's, and therefore she has to make sure there's no foreign objects around her eyes, on her eyelashes or eyebrows or eyelids or the like. That's the question comes up sometimes with regard to a woman who's got something like a conjunctivitis and she's got a bit of a discharge there. So first of all, we should obviously flag up the public health hazard there and make sure that she can be the last person in the mikveh on a given day before the water is changed, so that other people aren't immersing in her water where she's had conjunctivitis. That's, but also that any discharge around the eyes should be removed before the tevila. That's an interesting question is discussed by some of the contemporary poskim with regard to a glass eye that a woman might have. Is that regarded as a chatzitza or not? That's both Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igra Moshe and also Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi address this question. Number of possibilities arise. That's number one is a consideration that perhaps seeing as this is something that she always wants to be there, that's, and doesn't very often remove, so then it's regarded as miut she'ein or makpid. That's, it's something covering just a small part of the body which she's not particular about removing. That's another consideration is that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests that this actually might be regarded as balua, something absorbed in the body, rather than beit hastarim. Beit hastarim are areas of the body which are usually concealed. That they need to be at least ra'ui labiat maim. Water needs to be able to get there, even if water doesn't actually reach there. But in the case of the eye socket, that might be like an internal part of the body, and therefore it doesn't matter if there's something there in the way. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein also suggests that even with Beit HaStarim, that's the concealed areas, it's only a chatzitza if there's something gungy there, which is joined to the body and preventing water getting there. But if it's something which is just placed there, even though it's stopping the water getting there, then it wouldn't count as a chatzitza. Seems that the conclusion is that whilst, ideally that glass eye should be removed, if it's embarrassing for the woman to do so, or distressing for her to do so, then she doesn't need to remove it. That's a similar issue comes up with regard to contact lenses. Certainly contact lenses that are removed on a daily basis, that's they should be removed before the tevila. That's contact lenses which are, stay there for a longer period of time, say for a month, and only removed once a month when they sort of are wearing out a bit. So then they don't really need to be removed because of chatzitza. Again, the practice generally, I think, is to do so, but certainly if it was difficult for a woman to do so or she forgot, then it wouldn't count as a chatzitza. Ad kan.